This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the able assistance of Tim Wilson from the Institute of Public Affairs. Now, according to their website, the Anti-Defamation Commission, quote, fights anti-Semitism and racism, educates against hate and promotes good interfaith relations. And now, according to an article in the community newspaper Southern Star, a motion was recently passed at a board meeting to include GLBT issues as part of their overall agenda to stand up for human rights. Now, this piqued my interest, so I've invited to join us on the line now to explain what the ADC does generally and what this latest move means is Anton Block, the chair of the association. Good afternoon, Anton.
Good afternoon, Doug. How are you going?
I'm going really well. So for people who don't know, can you just give us an outline of what the Anti-Defamation Commission does?
Yeah, sure. So we're an organisation whose primary role is to combat racism with a focus on anti-Semitism. And we do that in a number of ways. We deal with incidents when they arise from time to time. We engage in education programs specifically aimed at building relationships and bridges with other ethnic communities. So, you know, taking that sort of proactive approach to demonstrate that as Jews we are people who share common values and common purposes in life as other ethnic and mainstream communities. In addition to that, from time to time, when there are matters for Parliament or issues out in the community which require some advocacy type issue to be done on their behalf, to be advocated. So, for example, the matters that relate to the Jewish community. Well, then, what we will do is, in partnership with organisations such as the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, or the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, we will submissions or advocate on behalf of that particular issue.
Now, this addition of GLBTI to the remit, does that mean that you're now going to be engaging with gay community groups in the same way that you've been engaging with ethnic community groups?
I don't think so. The way this issue has sort of evolve in terms of coming within our remit, it's always sort of been there in the background. And what the board has recognised is that it is an issue which needs to be more included, if that's a poor expression, but needs to be more we need to be more aware of it in terms of how we approach vilification issues. And so in fulfilling our objective of minimising vilification of people and groups in our society, vilification of GLBT members, if I can use that word, are something that we should just be conscious of and be aware of.
Right, Anton, Tim Wilson from the Institute of Public Affairs here. You were talking before about how this isn't your first time. Can you give us a few examples of how you've engaged with other identity groups or community groups or different people from different ethnic backgrounds and how you've worked in that space in the past?
So, for example, one of our main projects is an event or a thing called the Multi-Faith Leaders Program, and what we do is we run a leadership camp for 3 or 4 days a year, where we invite members of a whole lot of different religious groups, whether they be the Baha'i community or the Buddhists or the Hindu Islamic community and so on, and the members there of the Jewish community and Christian communities, and it's sort of targeted at the sort of 20, 30 something age group, and it's a facilitated program whereby we try and build those relationships and bridges and so on between members of the respective ethnic and religious groups. Then throughout the year, we run a series of activities where we build upon the programs and the things that we've done at the camp. So it's very much a focused program in terms of building those bridges with people who are in their sort of 20.
So what it sounds like is you're trying to drive, we were talking about this before, cultural change within the Jewish community as well as other communities. Will the issues you've addressed, raised about gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgendered people be included in those types of programs now?
Don't know. We haven't yet sort of started talking about how the program's going to be run next year. The camp itself happens in February, so obviously for this year it's completed already, and certainly I think it'll be something that we will be putting on the agenda in terms of expanding the reach of the issues that we cover at the camp.
Yeah, one thing that intrigued me a little about this is that you know, you have a bit of a problem within your own community, within the Jewish community, about homophobia, I think it's fair to say, in that there are some very strong anti-gay statements coming out of the Orthodox end of the Jewish community. And there's a very big divide between, for example, the approach that Orthodox people take and the approach of the Reform branch, who have actually sort of come out in favor of same-sex marriage. How are you going to... That's going to be a bit of a sensitive thing for you to get involved in, isn't it?
Well, it depends what issue you're going to get involved in. If the issue is dealing with the vilification of gay and lesbian people, then that's one issue. If you're going to try and tackle an issue about that homosexuality is against what it says in the Bible and so on, that's something completely different. We won't be dealing with that issue. That's an issue of what's called halakha, as of Orthodox law, and that's not something that we can change or influence or have any role in respect of. What we're about is ensuring that all people, whether they be black, white, gay, straight, whatever, are respected as being human beings, and that's the focus of our activities.
Yeah, as I say, I think that's going to be a bit of a difficult one for you.
I think you're being unfair there. I think you can see a clear distinction about the focus on principle and recognising that there is religious diversity and how people interpret that. I think, Anton, you know, this is an admirable program, and I think what we should do is wish you luck.
Thank you.
Well, we certainly do wish you luck. Wish luck anybody who's fighting on our side, and wish luck to anyone who's fighting discrimination. I was just a little concerned about where you draw that particular line. I mean, it's something that the Christian community has a problem with as well, because we have people who take a very fundamentalist line. I think it would be called doctrine.
Sorry, you're floating in and out a little bit.
It would be called doctrine in Christian terms, who stick very closely to the literal word of the Bible. And there are other people who have an interpretation of the Bible which is rather different, and I think probably it's something very similar in your community.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. And I suppose how one approaches these issues is sometimes you've got to take on the event as it presents itself, and sometimes it's discussions to be had quietly with people involved. Sometimes it's a far more broader approach that's sort of appropriate in terms of some sort of educational approach. So it is a little bit of consider each time it might happen or does happen, and say, well, what's the best way of moving this forward?
Mm-hmm. And to say, perhaps, you know, you might have put that a bit more tactfully to people from time to time.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said perhaps remind people that they need to be a little more tactful about things sometimes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Rather than,
well, I think respectful.
Yeah, yes. People need to respect each other's differences. And
because I've heard some fairly extreme language being used in the past, as I say, from fundamentalists of all stripe, whether they're Muslim or Christian or Jew. And I think that's where the respect thing is kind of missing.
But the respect thing also goes both ways, Doug. And one of the frustrations I have to say I continually have is the open hostility to people in who are religious, because there are some people within their community who hold different views. And it requires gay people to be respectful of religious people as well.
I'm sure Anton agrees with that one.
Sorry, I might have, but I'm only hearing every third word, so I don't know what you said.
We're giving you a thumbs up, Anton.
Oh, good. Oh, I do agree with that.
Tim was basically just saying that sometimes gay and lesbian people aren't as respectful of religious people as they might be.
Yes, well,
and it is, in fact, a two-way street.
Look, that's right. And unfortunately, there's intolerances on both sides. And I suppose one of the questions that might flow from that is, well, what are the sources of those intolerances? And often it's reactive. Someone's made to feel inferior and so on, and so they lash out. So it's all about an educational approach, and it's about respecting each other, and sometimes one has to work harder in sort of advocating that, because you're starting from a position of negativity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck with it, Anton.
Thank you.
And we look forward to catching up with you perhaps in a little while to see how it's all been going.
Only with pleasure.
Particularly if you have any particular story about this where you've dealt with something, we'd love to let the world know about it.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Tim.
That was Anton Block there, the chair of the Anti-Defamation Commission. I still think it's a difficult position he's put himself in many respects, because there is this huge difference of opinion within the Jewish community, particularly the Orthodox are very, very trenchant and very unpleasant in the way they push their view at times.
Well, but I think there's a diversity of opinion in all communities, Doug, and there are people who I find who are gay who actually have a position which I find quite intolerable, don't show respect in the way they should from time to time.
Oh,
and
you shouldn't be such a right winger.
No, I'm all about respect and making sure we engage in a civil discourse. That's what I do for a living, and so I don't think they've put themselves in a position. I think we should be congratulating them
for
their
effort.
But the flip side of that is that they've clearly also got an agenda which is within the Jewish community and driving a position of respect in that community as well. So I think their contribution is going to be incredibly valuable. I think we should be very appreciative of the fact that they've taken this as part of their board, and they clearly have influence in other religious communities,
sure,
ethnic communities as well.
Oh, I entirely agree that any effort in this direction has got to be encouraged and has got to be applauded. And as I say, I think they've taken on a difficult one, but I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, well,
I'm very glad they're doing it.
All right. Bite the bullet.
Yes, this is Tim Wilson and Doug Pollard.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.